If you suffer from depression, you know as well as I do that it's not just, quote, being sad for extended amounts of time. Nope, it's like a soul-sucking, heavy feeling of impending doom that can be just absolutely crippling to your life. So today on this episode, we are going to talk about how to put on the whole armor of God. I mentioned this in a recent episode, that's episode 25 to be exact, if you want to go back and listen to it. In it, we talked about the whole armor of God, but I really want to go back to that today and just kind of deep dive into it. We're also going to read some breakthrough Bible verses for depression and hopelessness, because how do you put on the whole armor? You go to His Word. I pray that this helps you today, and if you're suffering from depression, this is a great place to start. Are you just so tired of feeling broken? Do you want to take a deep breath and know that everything's going to be okay? That even when you slip, you have something to fall back on? Listen, I see you. Welcome to the Broken to Bless podcast. Here you'll find answers as we shine a light on some of the deepest inner struggles and spiritual battles we face today. My mission is to help you build a strong foundation of faith, kick old mindset habits to the curb, and refocus on what really matters. Hi there, I'm Randy, a wife, a mom, and saved by grace. I've struggled with depression, anxiety, and addiction issues since forever. But after surrendering to God in 2020, my life did a 180. He gave me a new heart, a new purpose, and a new life. It didn't matter that I was broken, because I'm made whole with Him, and you can be too. It's never too late for us to be redeemed. God has a good plan for each of us and a path for restoration. So if you're ready to live by faith, find peace, be present, and trust where your life is going, then listen up. It's time to let go of who you think you are and step into who God created you to be. Let's do this. Hello, my dear. Thank you so much for joining me today. I wanted to revisit the topic of depression because I just feel like so many people are depressed these days. I think it's just a growing problem. And I really just wanted to go back to this because it's so important. You know, being depressed, just because you're depressed, it doesn't mean that you have to be hopeless. I know that it feels like it feels hopeless when you are suffering from depression, but it doesn't have to be. I want you to take away from this episode, if there's one thing that you take away, it's that there is hope. There is hope to pull yourself out of it. And look, we're all going to be depressed at some point. We're all going to suffer from depression and grief and sadness, but it's what we do in those moments that I think really count. Because if we allow those thoughts to overtake our mind, like we can stay stuck in that depression. I think sometimes it's good. It's good to grieve. It's good to lament over some of these things that we feel have happened to us or are out of our control. But it's really important that we don't stay stuck in them. It's very possible we can have hope, and we can have hope that we're going to make it through it and move through the depression, not stay in the depression, but move through it. So that's what I want to explore today. And I really want to talk about putting on the whole armor of God, because that's something that I heard when I first started coming to church. I heard, oh, put on the whole armor of God and you gotta do the armor and da 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 da. But I really didn't understand what that meant. And it took me a couple years to really understand what does it mean to put on the whole armor of God. Because it's not just, those aren't just words, okay? Those are real action steps, okay? So we're going to talk about that. So in Ephesians 6, Paul writes, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So Paul stresses the importance of putting on the armor to withstand the wiles of the devil. What is the wiles of the devil? His schemes, his plots, his evil plans against you. Yes. Where is the devil going to start hitting you first? Your thinking. He's going to look for any cracks he can slip into. And if you're not spending time in the Word, putting on the whole armor of God, you're setting yourself up to fall into the depression trap. This is where Satan is looking for any little crack that he can slip into. And you're going to start hearing all the things, your whole story, all the reasons, all those check boxes on why you are feeling depressed and why you're justified to feel depressed, because this person said this, this person did that, I'm not good enough, I'm not strong enough, nobody likes me. You know, all those things are going to start coming out. And as soon as you let that one little thing slip in, sometimes, like, if you're not spiritually strong, if you're weak, you know, it's like letting the floodgates open. Like, it's just going to continue to just pour out, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse, because we're not spiritually strong. We're spiritually weak. Okay. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." I love this imagery because I feel like it's so true. Okay, if we're not careful, we're prey. We are prey to Satan. And I know that, like, you know, before I became a believer, the idea that Satan was like a prowling lion, I really didn't want to hear that. I thought that, you know, I had the power over my own mind. The power of positive thinking. You know, I read a lot of self-help books on how I could change my thought patterns. And I'm not saying that that's 100% BS or anything. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I think that, you know, you can make a decision, right? And we have to make personal choices about what kind of activities we engage in, what kind of thoughts we allow to come into our brain. Like, there's a lot there. And I'm not saying that, you know, the power of positive thinking is complete crap or anything. But if we aren't spiritually strong, that's a crack. And I do really fully believe with my heart, with all my heart, that Satan does, that there is a Satan, and he is looking for ways that he can tear you down. And when you are just focused on the power of positive thinking, you're putting all of your eggs in one basket, which is yourself. You are putting yourself as the only one, as the gatekeeper, essentially. And you are putting all that power and all that pressure on yourself instead of putting on the full armor of God, okay? We are weak beings. Okay, we are going to run out of steam. We are going to run out of strength eventually. But God, he's not going to run out of strength. He is never going to get tired. And so the idea of putting on the full armor of God, I think that's very helpful, because it's not that it excuses us from accountability, right? But it's kind of showing us in this scripture that it's not just about our strength. It's not about our mental strength or our physical abilities, okay? It is about putting on the armor of God and being in His Word and pulling from His strength, not pulling from our strength, because we're gonna let ourselves down. I'm gonna let myself down. You're gonna let yourself down. At some point, we are going to let ourselves down and we are going to slip and fall. You need to have a game plan. You need to be prepared for battle because depression is a battle. And I talk about this in episode 25. It is a battle. Are you prepared to win? Who is fighting for you? Who do you have in your army right now? That's why I say it's more than just the power of positive thinking, because this is spiritual warfare we're talking about here. Those are some things I want you to ask yourself. This is why it's important that we are spiritually ready for battle. So I like to think of depression like quicksand. You know, once you step into it, the longer that you linger, it's going to slowly suck you down. Before you know it, you're going so far into your depression that getting out can feel just very heavy and impossible. But remember, nothing is impossible with God. We have to put on the armor, and we're going to go through that in just a second. We have to pray, and we have to get in our Bible. We need to memorize verses, and we need to be vigilant. When you feel yourself slipping, you're going to have an entire arsenal of ammo to take down that lion. And one of the things that really helped me was last year in July, my church had VBS, Vacation Bible School. It was only like the third VBS I think I've ever been to in my entire life. And the theme for that year was the armor of God. So it was actually pretty cool because the entire church was decked out in Middle Ages. We had a giant castle that I helped paint, which was so fun to do. And everybody dressed up like, you know, princesses and peasants and knights and pages. And it was just really awesome. But the theme was about putting on the whole armor. And one of the things that we did was we sang songs with the kids every day that had to do with putting on the armor of God. And it was the first time that I really thought fully about the armor of God. And it's funny because these kids, you know, we're teaching these children, but I was learning how to put on the armor as well, you know, as a grown adult. And I'm a very visual person. And so having to sing songs every day about putting on each piece of armor, I feel like it was so helpful because it really showed how when you're going into battle, all right, a knight has different things, different tools that he's going to put on before he has to go into battle. And so in this case, you know, it's not just about covering one part of yourself. It's like what I was saying last week on my last episode about how you have mind, body, spirit, right? It's not about just one area. We have to cover all the areas, okay? And in this sense, we have to cover our entire selves with the gospel, okay? What is our armor? What is our sword? It's the gospel. It's the Bible. It's God's word. It's putting it into your heart. Okay, so when we think about putting on the whole armor, when we think about having our waist, you know, girded with truth, okay, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, that's all about standing in truth and covering our hearts with righteousness with the Lord. It's saying having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The way that I look at that is putting on the shoes so that we aren't quick to rush into evil. Taking the shield of faith, shielding ourselves from all of the evils and the things of this world that can get into our soul, can get into our mind. Your shield will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Those are the attacks, the spiritual attacks that we can face when we go out into the world. And even in our own homes, through technology, through the phone, through TV and music, those are fiery darts. The helmet of salvation, protecting our minds. and the sword of the Spirit, which says is the word of God. Okay, praying always with prayer and supplication. What is our sword? It is the word. You know, one of the songs that we sang in VBS was take up the word of God, take up your sword. And saying that every day for a whole week, that was so helpful to me to be able to get up and say, you know, take up the word of God, take up your sword. You know, put the word of God into your heart. Saying those things to yourself every day, it really makes a difference. It makes you spiritually strong. But it's not just about saying the words, it's about doing the actions also. When you take up the sword, that means that in the morning, you're going to open your Bible. You're going to take up your sword. So before we end this episode, I just want to go through some really powerful breakthrough Bible verses for depression. These are great things that you can use as part of your armor, okay? Putting these things in your heart, memorizing these verses so that when you're met with depression, you can pull out your sword, okay? So let's get to the verses. Psalm 34, 17 through 18. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Deuteronomy 31:8. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Proverbs 24:16. For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. But the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. Psalm 40, 1 through 2. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and he heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. Lamentations 3, 22 through 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. 2 Timothy 1, 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. John 14, 1 through 3 and 27. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And Philippians 4:8, meditate on these things. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. One thing I know for sure, the Lord is with the weak. He is with the brokenhearted. He hears his children. Friend, I don't know what you're going through right now, but God does. and he's already gone before you. So whatever struggle you're facing right now, know that he is taking care of it already. We only need to trust, stop worrying, follow his lead, and put on the whole armor. Think on these things and keep your eyes on the Lord. I pray this episode has blessed you. I'm now going to switch over to my bonus content for members only. If you'd like in on this bonus content, you can head over to brokentobless.com. I have many articles on depression and anxiety, addiction. You can also check out the membership. I pray you have a good week. I will be back next week with another episode, and I will resume to 2 episodes every week again in May. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time.